Yeah, so Linden Homes, we promised to bring improvements to these this year. I think we're going to be a little behind, unfortunately, I hate to say it, but we're working on some really cool things, especially for those of you who have been following me in the forums and stuff and my Flickr posts and teaser images and things. You've already kind of caught a glimpse of some of what's coming. So we're really excited about this particular project. A lot of hard work going into it. The moles are really, really busy. We might have some more to open up to show folks maybe just before the end of the year, but then we'll be getting pretty close to probably revealing more going into the new year. I think the next one up is more value for premium members. Grumpity, is that you?
We are doing several projects that have to do with premium membership and premium value. We're super excited about them. Parts of them are going to roll out little by little, and then a large chunk will come later on. Certainly, one of the biggest changes for premium members had been doubling the mainland allowance, but we also have changes coming for merchants and for creators. And one of the things you may have noticed is that premium members get two Animesh attachments and not just one. So that's a pretty cool touch as well. And we're very excited to see the response that we've seen from you, and premium membership has been going very strong. Thank you all. We appreciate it. The return of last names, we are working on it. As with many things in Second Life, it turns out things are complicated. I remember the first time many moons ago when I said, let's figure out what we have to do to bring back last names. And some people who had been here longer than me kind of and smiled. And some other people were like, oh, it's very easy. There's just this thing. We just flip this one bit and then last names are back. And of course, it's never that easy. So there are a lot of things in the background that we need to upgrade and to make sure that everything still works for all of you in order to bring back last names. We're working on those things. It's looking like it's going to be closer to the second quarter of next year, although obviously we commit to no dates whatsoever. And also, I know there are a ton of questions about pricing and how things will work precisely. And obviously, we do our best to answer exactly how things will work. Some of these things might change as we get closer to the ship dates because of, the difficulties or particularities of how things are implemented. But I know there's a lot of interest in how much this will cost. Can't give you the exact number, but it's on the order of a few months of premium membership. So the price is not impossible, but it is also not something that is throwaway money. That moves us along to grid-wide experiences.
Yeah, so we're going to make it possible for people to get a grid-wide experience. Just to be clear, the difference between a grid-wide experience and the experiences that most creators can get now is just that today the experiences that a premium member can create must be explicitly enabled on the land before they'll work and be effective. And a grid-wide experience will work by default unless the landowner blocks it. That's the only difference. Nothing that says you automatically are added to an experience or anything like that. That's a completely different quality. So grid-wide experiences work now. Linden's have created some that we use for different purposes. There are a few others that were created during the beta period as part of testing, and they work, but we need to set up the system for assigning them to people and giving you a way to get them and so forth. So look for those next year, possibly around the same time that we do the changes to premium, because there's some overlap there. But again, we don't really have a date. That one hasn't been something that we've had to do very much work for. We just need a little bit of accounting to add. So that's coming. And then the last one is the migration to the cloud. We have been busily building a lot of infrastructure. We've made an enormous amount of progress on that. At this point, very little of the operational parts of Second Life that you use, that are not test systems, is in the cloud now. So all of the questions that came in that have something to do with why is this broken is it because you moved it to the cloud? basically the answer is no, because we haven't yet. But we're beginning to do that. We're moving services carefully, one at a time, out to the cloud, and we're making progress. It's going to be a big project. The goal for the coming year is to get things moved without you being able to tell that we did it. So that's the big goal, high-level goal. We're not going to change the way anything works. We're just going to change where we run the processes. That's a sufficiently difficult goal, and then we'll worry about actually exploiting some of the things that the cloud gives us the ability to do after we've got that all running. So that's a big effort, and hopefully you won't notice that it's happening. So we'll see.